Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel remains mild with clear skies. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying a pleasant evening, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, just in that former President Trump threatens a strong response against Iran following missile attacks on American bases. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes earlier this hour that Hezbollah is shifting to guerrilla tactics and drone strikes, preparing for an extended conflict. Also this hour, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu believes defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah. Separately, 24 News highlights that Iran and Hamas are intensifying attack plots in the West Bank, as warned by Israeli officials. And finally, Forward covers Randy Fine's controversial remarks about the rise of Islam in America during a Republican Jewish gathering in Las Vegas. Let's turn to social media for more reactions. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted earlier that Iran claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, criticizing them as crude and lawless. Meanwhile, Aaron David Miller commented earlier that a Wall Street Journal story demonstrates the arrogance of great powers in underestimating adversaries, comparing it to Putin's missteps in Ukraine. Hen Mazig shared breaking news earlier on Hakeem Jeffries condemning anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, highlighting it during a CNN broadcast. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation between the U.S. and Iran. Walla reports that Trump's vow to retaliate comes after recent missile launches targeting U.S. bases. The former president emphasized a firm stance towards Iran, suggesting intensified U.S. military actions may follow. This could escalate tensions in the region, affecting stability and diplomatic relations. Turning to Hezbollah's new tactics. According to the Jerusalem Post, Hezbollah is increasingly using guerrilla warfare and drones, aiming for sustained engagements. The Alma Center suggests this represents a strategic shift in their operations. This development poses a significant challenge to Israeli defense strategies, requiring adjustments to counter these evolving threats. Meanwhile, in earlier reporting from JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu stressed that defeating Iran could dismantle groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. He highlighted that Iran's nuclear ambitions remain unyielding despite setbacks. This stance reflects Israel's broader security strategy, potentially influencing international diplomatic efforts against Iran. On the West Bank, I-24 News warns about increased plots by Iran and Hamas to launch attacks. Israeli authorities are on high alert, enhancing security measures to thwart potential threats. This underscores the ongoing volatility in the region, with implications for local and international security. Finally, Randy Fine's statements, as reported by Forward, sparked controversy with his critique of Muslim politicians in the U.S. Democratic Party. His speech reflects deeper political divisions and could influence Jewish-American political dynamics. In financial news, first, Globes reports that the exchange rate is impacting Rafael Advanced Defense Systems' profits. CEO Yoav Tuchman calls for intervention by the finance minister and the Bank of Israel to stabilize the market. Separately, CTEC reveals that Sentinel-1 faces a $24.4 million restructuring charge impacting profits despite tripling its AI security annual recurring revenue. The company has raised its revenue outlook while adjusting its earnings forecast. And finally, Ynet Business covers the so-called Oreo Wars in U.S. kindergartens, where debates over cookies in lunchboxes have gone viral, even affecting brand marketing strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe, This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.